All right, you may be waking up this morning, a little bit of a turkey hangover.
Feeling a little slow.
You could use another day, even though it was a long weekend. Well, I thought we would kick off the short week feeling empowered, okay? Maybe you can go into work first, maybe not first thing today, but maybe this week you want to ask for a raise.
All right.
Not a bad idea.
Absolutely,
right?
Yeah. Holidays are coming up. Everybody could learn, you know, use a couple extra bucks.
Ooh, bosses hate that, though. You can't, like, use your own personal, like, needs to ask for a raise.
Okay, I guess, so
don't do that.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. All right.
You know, Christmas is around the corner.
Exactly. All right. So I was visiting friends this weekend. One of them told me about a trick that he has encouraged friends of his and most recently his daughter to use while asking for a raise. And he is a manager himself. So it kind of got me thinking, I've never heard this before. And we'd love to know what you think. You can text us at 92925. So he said you need to start the conversation by telling your boss a fun fact about a subject they know nothing about. And I don't know what sort of research he has to back this up, but he says it's going to really up your chances of getting a yes, because giving your boss sort of unfamiliar information makes them feel less authoritative.
Okay.
Right.
And that's it makes power. You look like you know more. So if their ego is like a little bit down, they're automatically going to sort of be persuaded, or not automatically, but they're more likely to be persuaded by your arguments about why you deserve an increase, because they're like, oh, this person's clearly intelligent and I know nothing.
So if I go into our boss's office and I start spewing off all these facts about space, he's going to feel not as authoritative, and then I'll have him in a weak position and then I'll ask for a raise.
Maybe. I wouldn't go with space necessarily. I might go with something that is like relevant to what we do.
Oh, okay. I thought it could be a fact about anything.
You can try it. I want you to. Can you record it while you do try it?
It'd be kind of good.
I'd love for you to go in there and just spew off about space. But I would probably go with something sort of like some research, like surrounding radio or social media or something that we actually do, because then he'd be like, ooh, I need this guy around.
Yeah. And don't give away the fact that you spent all night searching for these facts and you lost sleep over it. It's kind of seem effortless, right?
When's the last time you asked for a raise, though, Andy?
I probably did it. What's this, October? I probably did about a year ago.
Really?
Actually, and it did not go well.
No.
I'm terrible at asking for more money. I fumble, I get nervous.
Oh,
I go
too.
Out of the meeting feeling like I deserve less money than what I'm currently making. Ooh. Last time I did, I made a document. Like, I made a whole written out document.
You did?
Yeah, I gave it to my boss. Yeah, a jump drive too to go with it.
Seriously? Come on. For her to read through?
I thought it would be professional.
She just
put it to the side. I probably threw it out as soon as I
walked
out.
You didn't care at all.
No, not at all.
Should have opened with the fun fact.
I hear you, though. Back in the day, I used to, like, and still, like, it's never an easy conversation to have. Sam, have you ever asked for a raise?
No, I don't. I just assume that the bosses know that I want one, and I hope for that talk once a year, and if I don't get it that year, I'll say to myself, well, there's always next year.
You just assume they know that you think you deserve a raise?
Who doesn't want more money? I mean, like, would a boss ever get, you know, rejected if he offered you more money?
But sometimes they can overlook maybe the fact that you deserve more, that somebody, not you, but that somebody deserves more money.
the squeaky wheel gets the grease sound.
I suppose, but then you're the squeaky wheel and everyone knows you're the squeaky wheel.
Okay,
you know?
You need some help here. So on the way, another couple of ways that managers say that you should be asking for more money.
Okay.
And Andy, I know Andy's not alone when he says he gets sweaty palms when he goes in for that conversation. They're awkward conversations.
Awkward, it's never easy.
Yeah, and if something has worked for you in the past, you could always text us at 92925, share it with us. We're going to get to that in 6 minutes. We've got Louis Capone Paldi lined up for you, and Mariah up for us with I Know What You Want. It's a Beat 92.5. All right. I learned a little tip this weekend. I think it may be good. I'm not sure. I haven't used it yet. But if you try it, let us know at 92925. It's Nikki Sammanani. It's how to ask for a raise at work, right? And so the tip was, it was a friend, and I overheard him talking to his daughter who went to ask for a raise about it. And he said, go in there and start the conversation by telling your boss something they don't know. Automatically, you're going to mess with their confidence a little bit, and they're going to look at you and say, wow, this person is smarter than I am, and they're going to be more likely to give you the money you want.
It's going to be like, do you want more money? Do you want a raise? That's a great that's a great little tip. Thank
you. Just throw money at you.
It's that easy.
So we're getting a lot of texts at 92925.
Yeah, this one says, I casually tell them I got a job offer. This increases my value, and then they feel threatened and scared that I'm going to leave. Of course, you should probably make sure that you actually did get a job offer.
That can backfire.
Totally.
Yes. You go in there and you say, look, I got this great job offer, and I don't want to go anywhere. I'd like to stay here. And they say, well, congratulations. Yeah. You deserve the job offer.
Yeah, close it on your way up.
Yeah, exactly.
This one says, I've been at the same company for 25 years, and I've never asked for a raise.
What?
Wow.
Could you imagine?
Come on.
25 years.
Sam, you said you've never asked for a raise in your literally in your life?
I know. I just don't.
You need to practice that.
It's a dreaded question because I feel like if you get rejected, it's like asking out a girl, you know, if she says no, then your chances are ruined. Like, you know, you can't go back on it. So.
I'm not saying it's easy for me either. It's become easier, but I'm not saying it's easy. But you really got to look at it in a more business-like way, you know?
You get
rejected, well, on to the next thing.
I guess. You like to think that you know your worth and you know your value, and you often compare what you do with other people, but you never know where a company's budgets are at the end of the day. We're not privy to this information, these spreadsheets.
The problem is Sam thinks he's great at everything also. So, all right, these are what professionals most often say you should keep in mind. These tips are what you should keep in mind when asking for a raise, okay? Number one, do the proper research to figure out what you're worth.
Yeah.
So if you're going in there and asking for 20 grand more than the average person gets paid for that job,
it's
going to be
an
issue. Exactly. And know the number. So do the research, figure out exactly what you think that that amount of money is. They said practice salary negotiations, and that this can be a very difficult or awkward thing, but that you should actually practice it with a friend who can be a tough negotiator.
So the friend plays the role of the boss and you ask your friend for a raise?
Yeah. Sam, go ahead. Try asking me for a raise. I think I'd be a tough negotiator.
Hello, boss.
Hi.
I've been thinking about it, and for what I'm doing and what I'm worth, I have a very specific number in mind as to what I should be earning.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that you see it the same way.
There's honestly no money. The budgets, it's it. That's all I can do.
I understand that. However, if you could just find a little bit of wiggle room, I think that you would, I'm just going to leave now. Thank you for your time.
I had my rebuttal ready.
You done that.
I was going to say, there is no wiggle room and you're late for work 4 out of 5 days. Right.
So less money?
All right, that went well. They said start on a positive note. Like start with something like, I really enjoy working here. I'm having a really great time. That's always a good thing,
sure.
Right?
Sandwich effect.
You don't go in there with like aggressiveness and you don't threaten them. So you don't go in there and be like, listen, I want what I deserve. I want
that?
It now.
I'm not leaving until I get it.
Worst way.
I think some people do that actually. This tip at 92925 says you need to create a demand for the type of work you do. That's true. Historically, I think that it's not always easy, obviously, but if you have to, first of all, be able to prove that you are worth it, right?
Right.
And so you want to outwork the people around you. That's what someone else said, too. You want to make sure that you're making everyone else look like...
Or just fake it till you make it. I mean, look, you can create your own value the way you want, you know?
Is that working
for you? Fake it till you make it.
So far.
You know our bosses listen, right? The person you're going to be asking for a raise.
You don't have to do the actual work. Just pretend to do the work and the money will come.
Yeah. Osmosis, baby.
All right. It's Nikki Sammanani. Good morning. Thanks for those tips on our text line. It's 7:17 right now. We've got One Direction on the way. Haven't heard this song in a while.
Yeah.
Going to hear from Louis Fonsi and Demi Lovato as well.
And coming up in the biz, Pharrell is having some serious regrets over probably one of his biggest songs ever.
One of his biggest songs ever. You know which song I'm talking about. We'll play a little clip of it, and I'll tell you why he's sort of embarrassed that he took part in the creation of the music, actually.
Okay. Cool.
It's all coming up with your biz.